Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com. Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to the Mini Break, your daily podcast for the biggest storylines, results, and controversies from the tennis world. Today is Friday, February 5th. We are live from the beautiful Michael and Ann Greenwood Tennis Center in Stillwater, Oklahoma, for the start of this year's Division I Women's National Indoor Championships. Now, if you came to this podcast looking for some preview content, I'm going to happily redirect you to our Great Shot podcast. The GOAT, Colette Lewis, joined me on Thursday to preview all of today's quarterfinal matches, give some predictions for how we think this event is going to unfold. I will say this, there is an energy in the air, folks. It's palpable. These players, these teams, as excited for the return of college tennis as we are, and I promise you this, we are in for some really fun tennis this weekend. Obviously, the top four schools, UNC, Pepperdine, Texas, UCLA, under normal circumstances, they would be prohibitive favorites to win national titles this year. Unfortunately for each of those schools, they're going to have to face off against one another to get to that national championship, and of course, this weekend, the first chance for all of these teams to see one another. So, of course, eight of the top teams in the country, all one location. We will be covering the action from the first ball to the last. You can find the feeds for all of that action on our Crack Racket social media, on the Oklahoma State Women's Tennis site, and of course, I'm sure floating around wherever you follow your college tennis. With that in mind, want to quickly talk about some of the action going on, not here in Oklahoma, though again, we will be talking about it here each and every day, and we will be recapping each and every day's action, I should say, on this podcast. But I do want to briefly talk about Australia, because obviously we had some chaos on our hands yesterday. A bunch of these players, particularly the men's players, forced to double up on matches in order for us to catch up on the schedule. Obviously Thursday, and we're going to talk about this on a Great Shot podcast, breaking down our Australian Open dark horses with Abigail Johnson in further depth. But on Thursday this past week, we learned someone at the hotel for one of the players tested positive for COVID. They ended up having to test, I believe, 507 different personnel related to the Australian Open. And obviously, that threw a wrench into all of this week's actions. Now, thankfully, each and every player, member of the Australian Open staff, tested for COVID. All of those tests came back negative. That is fantastic news for us tennis fans. And it means the Australian Open should start on schedule. Of course, that play is going to start Sunday here in the United States, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And that is something all of us can get excited about. And again, we have extended preview content for this Australian Open coming on our Great Shot podcast feed. As I just referred to, Abigail Johnson, pro tennis commentator, joined me to talk about the dark horses. Of course, I think we ended up talking about 10 players each, so it's going to be a two-part podcast. I know all of you will enjoy, and again, we talk even more about in depth about the COVID situation currently unfolding in Australia. But of course, we also have a bunch of events going on, three ATP tournaments, three WTA tournaments. You hear the big Go Bucks in the background. I'm going to throw in a Go Blue just on principle, but of course, Go Bucks, Go Heels. It's going to be a fun weekend. And nevertheless, see, this is the fun of being live, folks. Didn't you miss this energy? I know I did. And by the way, that song you hear in the background, Don't sue us, folks. We promise it wasn't our choice to have it going. All copyrights to them. Nevertheless, let's keep going here in this podcast. I don't want to lose my train of thoughts because three ATP events, three WTA events, all going on in Australia. Really fun action has unfolded. Some of the best players thus far. Ashley Barty. She looks ready to pick things up where she left off at the end of 2019, at the start of 2020, of course. I think all of these Australian players have an inherent advantage, right? They didn't have to go through the rigors of traveling and quarantining that some of the other players did. Now, of course, they're still subjected to the daily testing protocols, but they have a competitive advantage. And Ashley Barty looks fit as a fiddle. She looks ready to begin this campaign. She, I believe, now advances to the final of her event after Serena Williams withdrew. By the way, brilliant three-set match between Serena Williams and Danielle Collins, and we talk about Danielle Collins extensively in that Great Shot podcast, Dark Horse podcast, so that feels podcast, hey, Great Shot to me. That feels good, nevertheless, to say Danielle Collins is looking good. Garbiñe Muguruza, folks, she is ready to play. God, we have lights in the background, so I just saw myself spit everywhere, and if you're watching this podcast on video, probably should have said that from the start, by the way. We're going to be on video each and every day here, and so if you want to see my smiling face, some of our new Crack Rackets merch I'm repping, be sure to go check out these podcasts on YouTube. Anyways, Garbiñe Muguruza, whatever she's doing, we should all be trying to replicate as well, because she has looked so good through her first three matches. Just blitzed Sonia Kenin yesterday, and her length, her power, her physical profile, obviously she's able to dominate on a hard court, and she's last year's finalist too. And so would it shock me to see her make another final? Absolutely not. She has looked incredible. Barty, by the way, last year's semifinalist, so they have both started this season much as they did last year. I want to flip quickly to the men. Again, there have been some funky results. ATP Cup's been really, really fun. All of the top players, Djokovic, Shapovalov, I thought looked really good. I think Matteo Berrettini has looked outstanding. Dominic Thiem slowly finding his form, but of course, you know, last year's finalist at the Australian Open, he lost first round at the Western Southern before winning the U.S. Open last year, so we know what he's capable of. But they've all looked really, really good. Even he who must not be named has looked pretty good this year on the court, at least. So that is something to note for tennis fans. In terms of the other matches, you know, there have been some funky ones. Van de Zandenschloop, if you have listened to our GSP Aces of the Day or any of our Challenger content, you know we've talked about Van de Zandenschloop quite a bit on our podcast. Big lefty, big server, knocks out Opelka 6-6. That was a great result for him. Yannick Sinner looks to pick things up right where he left off last season. So many players, again, have carried in really good form. And then there's a guy like Karen Khachanov, number 2 seed this week, makes the final. And I know he's played a lot of tennis here this week in the build-up to a 2-week Grand Slam, but he's a guy who needs confidence to build that confidence here early in 2021. So I think getting these early wins under his belt, that could prove critical for him, because he's never a guy you worry about physically. But again, there have been a lot of good performances. I want to break them down in further depth. We will do our best here at Cracked Racket. It's going to be a busy weekend. And again, the schedule for all of you today for the National Indoors. We start here 9 a.m. Central Time with UNC versus Ohio State. Then we've got Georgia Tech and Pepperdine at noon. UCLA going to take on Oklahoma State at 3:30, and then Texas Northwestern, the nightcap, 6:30. So it's going to be a late night for us here in the broadcast booth. Nevertheless, we know there's action going on in Australia. And here at Cracked Rackets, we know it's our job to keep you up to date on everything. Pro tennis, college tennis, junior tennis, you name it. We want to talk about it. So be on the lookout for all of our content. As always, if you've missed anything, go to the website, crackedrackets.com, for more immediate updates throughout the weekend. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, we are at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me, I am at Great Shot Pod. And by the way, if you have any comments for my performance in the broadcast booth, or just questions for me about the matches that are unfolding, please feel free to tweet at me throughout the duration of this event. Shout out, as always, to Super Producer Daniel Westhoff, who has to edit these live, so I'm not going to swear right now, but I just want all of you listeners to know he is holding up a cue card for me so I knew the schedule, and he is holding the light to show you all my pretty face. He is a G, as always. Shout out to Super Producer Daniel Westhoff in the truest sense of the word. But with that in mind, for Super Producer Daniel Westhoff and for our friends at Midwest Sports, and for all of us here at the beautiful Michael and Ann Greenwood Tennis Center, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening. I'm screwing this intro up. Leave it all in, Westhoff. Again, there's an energy in the air, folks. I'm excited. You're excited. My name is Alex Gruskin. For all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, you know what we say? That's the break, and we will see you all tomorrow. Thanks, everyone.